Fringe Radio. Your trusted source for the paranormal, conspiracy theory, and true crime.
Coming to you live from the Mistopheles Studios, it's Dark Fringe Radio.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
You're the disease, and I'm the cure.
That is power.
And welcome everybody to another edition of Dark Fringe Radio. I'm your host, Will Martinez, and thank you for joining with us again here, Dark Fringe Radio. Can't be more than excited for you guys tonight. We have another exciting podcast, and our podcast tonight, we're going to be interviewing Dr. Christopher Macklin, and he is a UFO expert, remote viewer, paranormal conduit. He has his like insights into a lot of different things, but what he is known for is being able to heal people from extraterrestrial either abduction or, you know, just interruption in their everyday lives. And we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and we'll get into that in a second. But I just want to remind everybody first how you can listen to the podcast. You can go to our website, darkfringeradio.com. Make sure you go there, check us out. And make sure you keep up to date to everything that we're doing there at Dark Fringe Radio. And, of course, our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or X, you can look us up at Dark Fringe Radio. And make sure you like, subscribe to all our stuff there as well. But how do you listen to podcasts? If you're looking for audio only, you can go to any of the very popular streaming sites that are out there, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just look up Dark Fringe Radio. We're there. And make sure you subscribe. Get, make sure you hit all the notifications and everything like that. If you want to watch us, very simple. You can go to YouTube and check us out at Dark Fringe Radio. And please make sure you like and subscribe and hit that bell notification. So that way, anytime we come out with a new episode or anything else, you guys are notified right away. So you can stay up to date with everything that's going on here at Dark Fringe Radio. So enough of that self-promotion. We're going to get into our interview here with Dr. Christopher Macklin. Very wonderful guest. I had a great time with him. Probably could have spent another hour with him just discussing all the different, things that he has knowledge upon. But I hope you guys enjoy it. Maybe we'll bring him on for another part two. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview here with Dr. Christopher Macklin. Good evening, and thank you for joining us on another edition of Dark Fringe Radio. I appreciate you guys so much. We have a very interesting guest tonight. His name is Dr. Christopher Macklin, and he is a UFO expert, remote viewer, paranormal conduit. He shares his insights with us tonight about the paranormal. We'll be talking about UFOs and a lot of other things, but his understanding on how the common and there's these prevalent entities that are manipulating scenarios around the planet through influencing and impacting governments and individuals, ultimately resulting in the current situation in the world that we are basically witnessing today. This is culminating in a planetary destabilization as well as the destruction of individuals' lives, their well-being, and their quality of life. So we'll be getting into a little bit of that as well. But Dr. Macklin specializes in healing abductees and others who have suffered related negative ET trauma for over 14 years. Dr. Macklin has assisted people in removing negative ET presences from their lives, clearing their homes and land, and closing multidimensional portals. He also works tirelessly with the Illuminati Fallout children who have been mind controlled, of course, and physically tortured by ET. Influence governmental agencies and institutions. In addition, Dr. Macklin works very closely with the Pleiadians and Arcturians and help heal and rebalance humanity. With his new book, History, Truth, and Healing, he addresses the negative ET presence and how it has affected humanity. Please welcome to Dark Fringe Radio, Dr. Christopher Macklin. Doctor, how are you?
Well,
Hey.
lovely to be here. Bless your heart. Well, thank you
Oh,
for
thank
having me.
you. No, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's something that we've been working on for a while, and we're finally able to connect and get this going. But we have so much to cover here, Doctor. I mean, you've been doing this for how long now?
Well, full time the last 14 years, but before that, a lot of things around the world, and it's amazing. But now we developed a non-profit, so we're really focusing on healing people, because the world's gone pretty south right now, as you probably realize. So yeah.
No, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's I applaud you for doing that, because a lot of people would not be worrying about something like that, or really, take any, put any attention to something like that. They would, usually put it to themselves and how they can make a buck and do, something for themselves. But no, I really applaud that. And I think that's wonderful. Let's take us back and our listeners to the beginning of the genesis of, you getting involved in all this, being able to, talk about UFOs, you being a conduit, you having this, all these abilities to be able to communicate with these entities. Take us back to the beginning. How did that all start for you? And what was like maybe the first situation where you kind of learned where you had these, abilities?
Well, when I was four, I had an entity came in the room, and it was an Anunnaki, like a reptilian. And I remember saying, "Dad, Dad, there's a dinosaur thing, like a reptilian." I didn't say reptilian because I didn't know what it was. "There's a dinosaur thing in my room." He comes to me, "Where is it?" "Oh, you can't see it." So I said, "Oh, don't worry, it's a bad dream." Went downstairs, and of course, so I got all the mustache in. "Get it out of my room," and it went. I thought, "Oh, that worked," So from there, and then I saw craft in the sky. I said, "Dad, there's a flying saucer." I was going, "Where?" I can't see it. So he obviously thought I was a bit crazy. Maybe I am. Well, probably are. I think we're all crazy.
No, listen, that's something that it's a varying degree, I believe, and that we say in our podcast here. But that's interesting. So you had these experiences at a young age, and you were able to see these entities at a young age. Were you able to, what was the turning point from you being able to just see them and then saying, okay, now I'm going to start working with these entities and seeing what they're about and how we can kind of figure out how to co-mingle or figure this out together?
Well, I think what happened is that, I went through life, so I saw them. I decided I'm gonna stop talking about them. Still see them. Went through life. Strange things happened. I mean, when I was born, I had eight strokes because of the trauma of the birth and everything else. And then, little by little, things happened. Burnt my back when I was four, in hospital for a year. Different things happened, and I realized that, I was kind of different, because obviously I could see these things other people can't. So anyway, of course, in the matrix, you're pushed to, oh, you must get a good job. So I got a degree, master's, and I went into avionics and, designed autopilots and things like this. They tested it. I just go to work for everyone said, "God, your job's amazing. It's just a paycheck. There's got to be more than this, honestly, I had piles of money." And then, of course, after 2000, there was a lot of other engineers. I decided to focus on, building, and I was buying houses and doing them up, selling them, and different things. Then I had a great idea. Let's build 176 apartments. Oh dear, not a good idea. That's a kind of Trump type, scheme. It's way out of my league. Anyway, I bought the land, and I was doing all the architecture. And then suddenly, in 2007, the bank phoned up and said, "Well, these apartments that are worth £220,000 are now worth 90. You've got 14 days to pay the money back." And I was thinking,
What?
oh, and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah, gone. I went bankrupt. Marriage split up. Life changed, and it was honestly, well, it was the best thing that ever happened to me when I look back. But at the time, I was sitting there in Manchester. Someone lent me an apartment. Marriage is split up on my own with two Walmart bags. I mean, they're called Tesco's, with a couple of shirts and a couple of pairs of pantaloons. And I was thinking, I've worked for 21 years, and is this it? Okay, God, this is not funny. And they said, "Well, it's the right time." How do you mean it's the right time? It's the right time. My goodness, I went on a journey. And it was great. I went all over the world, to Belize. I was sponsored to go to India twice, in different places, all over Europe. Went to Australia, came to America. And that's when I realized that, people really respond over here in America much better than they do in the UK. Or, I mean, people do respond in Europe, but a lot more people, up for doing healing and accepting it. So
Absolutely.
So I decided to move over here. So I open an office, build it, they'll come. Where are they? I remember saying, okay, guys, this is not funny. Build it, they'll come. Where are they? They said, it's within, get out there. Oh, okay.
Right.
And so I trekked all over America and built the ministry up. And, you know, we work on probably about 2,000 people a week.
That's amazing.
Doing healing,
that's amazing.
All sorts of things. And, you know, the other thing, because I went bankrupt, one thing that was very dear to me is that I needed to make sure that everyone gets a healing. So twice a week, we do an hour healing, cover most subjects like, you know, the liver, kidneys, spine, cancers, bad stomachs, you know, pancreatic issues, whether it's enzymes or whether it's, you know, blood sugar. Work on the brain a little bit, neurochemical balance, you know, because so many people have got PTSD, ADD, ADHD at the moment because the world's going real south real quick. So, yeah, so I always make sure that everyone gets a healing by donation, you know, and if anyone wants to come on them, they're twice a week, you know, Thursday and Saturday, Thursday, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. But you know, when I was in Belize, I went to Belize and I went on a Mayan temple called Chet Antovich. And it was really interesting because I was on the top. I spent about three or 4 hours there. They showed me visions. I went back to the hotel, they showed me visions of my past life and what I meant to do now. And I was like, wow, okay. And who cares? You know, people, oh, my past life, I was there. Da, da. Who cares about that? You know, it's what you do now to me that counts.
Right.
So
absolutely.
That really made me focus on, let's get some healing, you know, and yeah.
That's so interesting. No, that's so interesting, Doctor, because you have you were able to keep such an open mind and go across the world and see other customs and other ways that people heal and, you know, and perform these healings. And it seems like you have adopted these, you know, these teachings from other places and, you know, kind of made it your own thing, which is, you know, most people would, you know, kind of like poo-poo that, or they would shun something like that because they would just go by whatever they were told or whatever they were taught from a young age, you know? Yeah. And so I applaud you for doing that because most people wouldn't do that. I mean, that's just amazing that you were able to do that. Do you find that from the Eastern culture that we've lost maybe a lot of that on the Western side here, that, you know, some of those teachings for instance, like I find like a lot of different philosophies from the Eastern culture, you know, always bleed over here to the Western side, but it's like something that we've lost as well. Like some type of knowledge that we've lost that, you know, that we've kind of like maybe gone away from it so far. What's your opinion about that?
I agree. And I think there's lots of Ayurvedic medicine, herbs, you know, in China, everywhere else. But, one of the things I encourage people to do is they use other people's modalities. So like, oh, let's do Reiki or let's do something else. The problem is what I learned. I was born of an accused that being there's five of us here to do some stuff on the planet. And I've met, you know, three of them. The other two I know who they are, but we haven't met them. But what's interesting is that I always encourage people. It took me a while. When I went bankrupt, I used to meditate, for, you know, after Belize, found out some accused that being, so I contacted your team off-planet. And, of course, did they turn up straight away? Absolutely not, because one thing I learned is they don't waste, it sounds brutalist, but they don't waste their time with people who aren't dedicated. So you meditate. I was doing 4 6 hours a day, and then 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by. So I said to them, well, I don't care how long this takes. I'm going to keep meditating, and you're going to contact. And when they realized I was really, really committed, then strange stuff started to happen. So, like really strange stuff. And I don't talk about that a lot because, you know, to me, look, gifts are not a circus act. You know, once you know you can do something, then you can do it. So, okay, moving on. But what I really want to do is really focus on the healing itself, you know, and understand cause and effect, what causes cancer. Well, primary cause is emotion. Second cause, pathogens in the body, where the emotion bleeds into, whether it's the breast, the womb, or the prostate, or the brain, or anything else. Low vibration allows pathogens to mutate the cells, turn into tumors. And so, you know, it's no use just frying the tumor. You've got to get rid of the emotion. You've got to get rid of the pathogens, you know, and then it's gone forever. So that was interesting, you know, and a whole slew of other things. And I also, really focused on nanotechnology when I got it. I got to know a really gifted lady, Dr. Hildy Stanninger. She's been doing nanotechnology for 40 years. She's been to DARPA, seen the stuff, how it works, and it's off-planet technology, of course. And again, from that, I learned how to remove it from the body, like Morgellons disease, or the current, if someone's ingested the, the Kool-Aid, I developed a method of actually splitting it out using timeline splitting, which is really interesting.
Really? So, wow.
Yeah. There's so much in it. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's amazing that you're able to, figure this out, because, there's so much out there that people don't really realize that is at their fingertips. This information, this other alternative, way of, healing yourself and, fixing yourself. That way you're a better person all around. I want to kind of focus on that. It's what do you do exactly? What are some of maybe the things that you do, during the ceremonies or whatever it is that you do to, heal these people, or, the sessions that you have? What is it that you do? Is it just like regression therapy? What is it that you're doing? How are you removing these negative spirits from these people?
Well, what I tend to do is when I start, we put them in 8 portals and bond it into a Merkabah field, because a Merkabah's got 8 points, so it bonds it in. That means from the ultimate dimension where the Melchizedek beings reside, they can come through and start doing kind of psychic surgery on people. And so they can go in, they can break things down, they can, for example, arterial blockages, they can break those down. If you've got heart valve stenosis or calcification of the flap, they can break that down. They can repair, scar tissue. So it's basically psychic surgery. But, again, because they're in a portal, I can get them, because that means to remove the entity. I used to do it physically and send them back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. But now, because I'm, I do it solely on Skype or Zoom, it means that, the Melchizedek beings do it for you. So
that was the question I was going to ask you. Are you able to do it through like a Zoom or Skype, session?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't do any in-person sessions. We tend to do it all over the world, and therefore, obviously, I phone up on Skype or, get on Zoom. And we actually do specialized groups as well, where we have like up to 20 people. I speak to them all, and then we do the healing then. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of healing, but it helps so many people. It's untrue.
Gosh, I wish more people would just listen to something like this and just, really look into it. I really do. I mean, because you know what? A lot of people fall into the, the prescription drug, tunnel that's ends up being a downward spiral. Then it really wrecks a lot of people's lives because of that. And, It's never a good thing. And then you have people that maybe self-medicate in different ways, whether it may be drugs or alcohol or whatever the case may be. It's good to take care of these things that you have that is going on in your body, that whatever it is plaguing you. But, there's so many other pitfalls in this world that people fall into so easily, besides looking into something alternative like what you're offering here.
Yeah, but it's interesting, you mentioned alcohol and drugs, it's very interesting because a lot of people are very gifted and they get depressed because they're slaves within the system. They're basically the taxation system, you're in debt, I mean, it always makes me laugh, but you go into a store, you've got a promise to pay note, a promissory note, which is the dollar bill. You say, hey, store, I'm going to promise to pay you for this food. And so they promise to pay their people, their suppliers. They promise to pay the farmers. Everyone's promised to pay, but no one's paying for anything. It's all debt. It's crazy when you think about it that we allowed all this to happen. But it's going to right itself, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm sure it will.
Because of this stress. I mean, right now, I've seen so many families. It's almost like a crowbar has been put in between them. Mass versus no max, vax versus no vax, and then you've got all this LGBTQ, whatever it is. And it's all there for separation. It's all creating people who are becoming transhuman, because not just that, of course, but the nanotechnology. But, it's you can't use the word God anymore. They don't teach it in schools. Where do we go from madness. There? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's madness. One thing I wanted to ask you, Doctor, is, you mentioned, or I mentioned in your intro, your interest or your specialty in, of course, the paranormal. Do you believe that the paranormal is actually extraterrestrial beings from other planets? Because I believe that. I do believe that there are maybe some from ET worlds, and then there are some from our world. What's your opinion on that?
Absolutely. And if you look at if you look at the benevolent beings, beings that are helping.
You there, doctor? We looks like we lost you there for a second.
Well,
Yeah,
I'm
we
back.
lost you there for a second. Okay, you're back now.
Sorry
All
about
right.
that. I'll start again.
Yes. All right, let's start
So,
that again. All right, so going back to what I was saying. Yes. So do you believe that the ghost and alien connection is that altogether the paranormal?
yeah, I think it's all paranormal in the phrase. I mean, we've got beings on this planet, we've got malevolent bad beings on this planet trying to manipulate and take the planet over. You've got Anunnaki, you've got Draconians, Luciferians, Archons, and then it's, a lot of these can shift from a different dimension to here. That's why we've got shape-shifting beings here. And then, of course, you've got snake beings. The Luciferians are one of the worst, of course. They're pretty snarly, connected to, of course, the Vatican. Oh, that tells you everything you need to know right there. So, but all these beings have got together. They're doing their best to shut down humanity. And that's why right now, there's a certain segment of people. There's people who are, normal human beings on a cycle, learning, in the classroom. They go back, they come back, and they get a spiritual learning process to make them stronger spiritually. And then you've got these starseed people, about, I don't know, 400 million, where they volunteered to come on the planet. Now, I don't know what they were thinking, but I always tell people, look, next time God, whoever you think God is, prime creator, whatever, next time they say, I want volunteers, run to the bathroom, lock the door, pretend you got diarrhea, and don't come out again.
So go to the Louvre and stay
Yeah.
there.
When you come out, oh, sorry, God, maybe next time. But no, seriously, I mean, I love it on this
Do
planet.
not,
Well, I tell you,
do not
it's
volunteer.
no. Yeah, anywhere but planet Earth, but I love it. But the interesting thing, going back to the alcohol and, escapism, as a nation on this planet, we're doing a bad job. And we've got to turn it around, because if people are taking alcohol, I don't need drugs, alcohol, anything. I feel grace every day because I've taken my power back. But because people have got so much trauma, especially now, they're looking for an escape because they can't cope with it. So,
Of course.
it's my job to help people get back to that sovereign, powerful being self. And I don't believe in gurus. That's all over. Gurus are gone. You are your own guru. Let's get you back there, so you can then help other people. And that's what it's all about, I think.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned some of these different alien races that are obviously existing in our solar system and our planet, of course. Some of the ones that you, of course, have dealt with are more of the, I would say, malevolent side. They're not obviously looking to harm us, but what have they like what have information have they given you to help us as humanity, as human beings?
Well, I'm pretty concerned at the moment about the massive divide, and politically in every other way, religious, and they're concerned about wars coming up and things like this. But I think, what we've really got to focus on, that it's not going to happen. I always encourage people to get in their sacred space. Don't worry about what's going on outside, because you can change that. To me, the power of God is so big that it's over everything else, money or anything. So if you really focus on, right, and you get that timeline you're on, and if we all focused on that, it would recreate the timeline of, that's going to be good. I mean, it'll come out in the end, but it's going to be a bit crazy over the next, I don't know, 6, 8 months. Who knows where?
So, yeah, no, and you're seeing it as of yesterday, Iran attacking Israel now, and that's going to culminate, I'm sure, into some type of huge issue internationally when it comes to differences of this war that's going on in the Middle East. In your book, history, truth, and healing, you address, of course, this negative, presence that's going around with these ETs. Who are the ETs? Which ones in particular are the ones? I know you mentioned the Luciferians, but are they the main ones that are the culprits behind this and spreading this negativity and this divide that we have now as human beings?
Well, there's a few graces. One, the Grey Reticular. They destroyed their planet, so they came down here and, as we know, did a deal with Hitler, gave them technology. It's like giving a 2-year-old the keys to a Ferrari. Not
A
a good
laser
idea.
beam.
So,
Yeah,
oh
right.
yeah, and they gave them all these technology, nanotech, anti-gravity stuff, all this stuff thing, and they've used it and they've developed these craft. I mean, they've got stuff way beyond you could ever imagine, but obviously they don't tell the average human being that. But so they've been developing it, but you can use it for good or evil. And of course, this nanotechnology is not doing very well in people's bodies because it grows, and so that's one of the things I've really addressed to get it out of the body. So we've developed a 20-week program because the Melchizedek beings were responsible for a thing called the Akashic Records. If you've heard of them, you ever
No,
heard of them?
I have not.
The Akashic Records is a map of everything you've done from the time your soul was first created to now, and it just follows the timeline you've been on. So a record of your life, right up till today. Now, in the future, you've got infinite timelines. Like you might say, "Well, I don't want to do healing anymore. I'm be a gardener. I'm going to be a farmer. I'll do anything." But to me, your divine timeline is the timeline that you're on, that your gifts really shine, like the healing. I mean, I really help so many people. I think I'm on a divine timeline. Other people might be like a chef and, and give people joy with their creation of food. That's an art in itself. And, someone else
Sure
might be a
is.
painter. So, someone else singing, someone else playing instruments, it's all to me healing. But that's the divine timeline, I think. And I think support. So going back, why did we create the Akashic Records? Well, basically because they knew eventually that we'd have the ability to time shift and go back in time. So the reason why they did it is if you go back on your timeline, well, then you go back to say 1936 or whatever, and you're looking, oh, Hitler, why don't we take him out? You can't. Why is that? Because his timeline's already happened. And so you can't alter his timeline from your timeline going back in time using the Akashic Records. So that kind of stopped people altering the time-space continuum, because obviously if you did, everything would be a mess. So
It'd be a mess, right? Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, no, it's amazing that you're, that's even possible to, kind of put all that in perspective. Going in, into your book. All these the negative ET presence with the nanotechnology. So the nanotechnology was obviously curated or made by these ET aliens to infiltrate our bodies in different ways. That's correct.
That's correct. Yeah,
Okay.
it's
And
basically to
so
alter our DNA, alter the DNA. Also, the nanotechnology has an interdimensional aspect. That was one of the problems we had with Paul Gallen's disease, because I have a particular energy, it's called space-time continuum. And if you apply it to the body, it breaks down the molecular structure of these things. But what happens if they can switch dimensions at a time? Then they're not there, and then you're applying it and you're not doing anything, and then suddenly you stop it, they came back. So after a bit, the Mogollon's particles became, more, a lot more, what would you say, interdimensional switching. Therefore, I had to find a way of separating them out of the body, even if they were in a different, dimension.
Dimension,
How do we
right.
do that? Well, what we're doing is splitting someone's timeline in two, like yours. Well, you're on here now, so we split it in two. Put you on a path of divine line, complete wellness, where all the stuff is out of the body. And all the stuff, the particles and the stuff, pathogens, everything, is locked on the timeline sun. So they're on a timeline sun. If they switch dimensions, when they come back, they're on a different timeline. They can't get off the timeline sun. Eventually, they'll get cleansed. So it's been an amazing exercise of getting rid of all Gallons and Lyme disease, HIV AIDS, Agent Orange, and of course
Yeah, the Kool-Aid, of course.
the
I
Kool-Aid. Yeah, I
love
don't know what that is.
it.
Kool-Aid.
Exactly right. Yeah. Oh, wow, doctor. It's kind of overwhelming, you know. Of course, you know, on a daily basis, you talk about it, you know, how heavy things are for people. Is there any kind of advice, you know, besides of course doing a healing, you know, that you're talking about? How, you know, any kind of advice on a daily maybe regimen that people can kind of like take in so that way they are not exposed to this as much? Or is there any way to do that? Or is there any way to kind of prevent this even after a healing or anything like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, we've got some prayers on the site. And one thing is, you know, if you do a healing, once you've got rid of an entity, it's going to come back, maybe, because until you release all the emotion and all the trauma in your life, your vibration's precarious. Once you release all that, then you think, wow, I feel amazing. And your energy feels so big that they can't even get anywhere near you, you know. And that's one of the things that we encourage people: keep on the healings, keep doing them, get your vibration up. Once you get your vibration up, you've got your power back, you're ready to go. I think the second thing I really encourage people, because we've got a thing called center of the minds, and I really encourage people to A, do their spiritual practices, B, get off the hamster wheel of life, because we're taught that we're going to be busy for the sake of being busy, for the sake of being busy. Well, if you jump off that hamster wheel, you can have time for yourself. It's okay. Do some meditation. And also find things that you really enjoy, like, you know, if you like being amongst nature. I mean, down here where I am today, we've got 40 acres. It's really densely wooded. We're just building a house here. And when I come down here, the trees kind of just get rid of all the angst, the energy. Oh, you know, it's the thing, you know, and also, you know, something you enjoy, like with food. I mean, people have a hard time with food at the moment. You just think, what do we want for dinner tonight? And the answer is nothing. And so you've got to really think hard about what you feel like eating. And if you eat the wrong thing, if you don't feel like it, sits there like a lead balloon. So, you know, again, look for, you know, cook some nice food, have some people over, stay out of the matrix. You know, we don't go out anymore, hardly. You know, we just have people over so we can be in our bubble and really enjoy ourselves, you know, because life's really changed.
It has, and less people are doing that, you know. It's sad, unfortunately. You know, it's really it really has gone to that unfortunate state where, you know, nobody gets together anymore. You know, nobody sits in, you know, the dinner table and have actually
No.
dinner together. Everybody's off doing their own thing on their own phone or, you know, their own device. And, you know, it's just it's a you know it's It's become so different in the last 20 to 30 years.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, it's been crazy. But Doctor, you tell me about the book, History, Truth, and Healing. You know, where can people find it? I mean, is this something that is on Amazon or is it on your website? Please
Yeah, it's
tell
on
us
the
if.
website. We've got them in stock. It's on Amazon. So
Okay.
it's called The History, Truth, and Healing of Manufactured Diseases, HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons. And obviously, since I wrote it, there's something to do with Kool-Aid. So, but you know, it talks about how it works. It talks about where it comes from. Because what happened with the gray reticular? They were in Orion's belt on a planet called Reticular. They destroyed it, you know, a nuclear war. And so they had to find another planet. So they came down here to try and do a deal where they could start coming on this planet. Obviously, you know, and they wanted to abduct people to steal their eggs and sperm so that they can create gray reticular hybrids, because they've lost the ability to reproduce. You know, they've got no emotion, no empathy or anything. You know, they're just very logical. And so, you know, and it's interesting because I also chair the Galactic Federation, two other because of our beings. And I remember going to the meeting. It's weird because when you go to a meeting, they take, you know, very often they can take you physically, but most of the time they take your soul. So they normally give you, like, because if they take your soul, like your body, you're out, you know, completely gone. Anyway, I remember this time they had an urgent meeting and they didn't tell me. They just took me and I was close to bed. I felt like, oh, I'm going. And then suddenly I was on the floor. My wife comes, oh my God, he's had a stroke. What's that? Oh. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, he's gone to a meeting. There was a lot of beings there, over 10,000. We're talking
10,000.
oh yeah, think about this, the difference between education violation. Now, you might think that, you know, things like the Anunnaki, Draconians, if they attach to you and they mess with you, is that an education or is it a violation? Well, a lot of people say, oh, it's a violation, but it's not, because before you come down here, they say, okay, guys, just have a look at what planet Earth's like. Look at the beings that manipulate you. That's where you're going to. And what you've got to do is learn how to manage them and remove them. So to me, that's an education. But if a race destroys its planet, comes down here and says, right, I'm going to paralyze, so I'm going to steal their sperm, eggs, and body bits. And what they actually do is even make women pregnant. What they do is fertilize the egg, leave it in for about 4 or 6 weeks. They'll abduct them again and take it out. And I've had so many people upset. Well, I think I was pregnant, then I wasn't. And you can see.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's wild, because you dealing with these people who have been abducted. I mean, that alone is, that's got to be super traumatizing. I mean,
oh yeah.
It's not the good ones, right? They're abducting human beings. No, or are there? No, it's the more nefarious.
Well, the only time the good guys, like, with, so if you want to get a Melchizedek being here, or you want to get an Actorian here, and a couple of other races as well, mm-hmm. because the human body is not compatible with the soul, then you have to abduct the mother, but you do get permission for it. It's not like, and so, mm-hmm. you know, they get abducted. You place the egg and sperm on, you know, whichever way, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they come back down here, and then the baby's born, but it's a bit different, of course, because it's going to be a starseed person. Now, mm-hmm. other starseeds, like Palladians, the body's compatible with their soul, so they're okay. So yeah, they do, but it's different. They're not doing it to steal things. They're doing mm-hmm. it to get, you know, starseeds down here. And right. there was agreement before, you know, the parents or whatever came down here that, yeah, we'll do it. And so, but this is a sign up with the government. You know, the Greys signed a contract with the government mm-hmm. To steal the eggs and sperm, and that's not okay because they don't have our permission personally. So, right. you know, that's the yeah. difference. That's a violation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's one thing I wanted to ask you is that, you know, since we're having these people who are being abducted and they're coming back and having all these, you know, very horrible memories and trauma coming back, do you find that it's most people that are believers of extraterrestrials that are abducted, or is it people that are just maybe have no, you know, really no belief system when it comes to extraterrestrials that are the ones that are abducted? I mean, do you see any differences between the two?
I think there are some people who just don't have a clue it's extraterrestrials, but they feel mm-hmm. like something strange and they can't put their finger on it. But certainly the people who do believe in extraterrestrials are the people who are spiritual. Absolutely mm-hmm. no. Yeah, I was abducted when they stole my, you know, body bits. And mm-hmm. I remember going to Florida, and one lady, she was crying, and this pastor in the church phoned me up and said, can you help him? I was going to Florida anyway to talk at one of the Unity churches there, so mm-hmm. I said to her, yeah, I'll you know, go to your house. And anyway, I cleared the house. I worked on her for a bit, because she said, I feel as though I'd been raped, you know, it was that bad. And anyway, we helped heal the womb and help, you know, release the emotion about it, and she felt so much better. But yeah, it's traumatic, you know, because it's taking you against your will.
Yeah, of course, of course. Do you find that, you know, once these people have been abducted once before, have a second or third abduction pretty much after that, because they've been abducted already once, it's kind of like easy to be abducted again? Is that a theory true?
Yeah. Yeah, it tends to be serial abduction. After a while, when they already get it, they don't give permission, they can't do it anymore. But of course, if they don't know, then they just keep doing it, you know. So
yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah, and sometimes, like you said, these people don't even know that it's happened, and they don't find out until maybe they do some type of regression, or, you know, hypnotherapy regression, and then these things start coming out, and then, you know.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But I guess that's a part of healing as well, though, right? You have to kind of like dig these things up, because you don't know what the root is, right? Of this anxiety, or this, you know, this fear, or whatever it is that's inside your body. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at, just give you a couple of examples, but Illuminati Fallout children, they start abusing them at the age of about 3. So they start raping them. I remember one lady described, she said, I was taken to a Masonic temple with 3 other children. Mm-hmm. And they got her best friend. And she said all around were like schools of babies, and it was horrible, you know. And and she said, right, you know, they put a gun to her head, said, right, they put this girl in a body bag, a living bag, and set her on fire, or you're dead. And of course, she was only, like five at the time. So she lit the bag, and you know, I'm not going to go too much into it, but this sort of level of stuff, it's absolutely disgusting. It really is. And I'm so glad I can help people get out of the trauma. But she only realized it when she was about 38. And in fact, she had some programming so bad that I said, you got to fly into Branson where we are. And I picked her up and we removed the programming, because some of this programming, if you see like words in a newspaper that's lined up, it will trigger you into some altered state that you'll go to and do some stupid stuff, you know, because
that's interesting. Sort
of level of programming. Yeah. So I saw that in her. Anyway, removed it. She was great to go. Now she's got a normal life, bless her.
Oh, bless you, man. That's crazy. That's, you know, can you tell the difference between a starseed child person versus somebody who isn't? Is there any way to tell?
Oh, yeah. the first thing I always get one-to-one sessions, well, I think God dropped me off the wrong planet. Or they say, I don't belong here, you know. You don't. And that's what I said to all starseeds. Look, if you don't fit into a normal human being, like, for example, you know, people talk behind people's backs, there's narcissism, passive aggressive, blah, blah, blah. I'm not interested in all that, you know. And so we have really great, I don't have a lot of friends, of course, because we're very selective. And that's another thing I'd encourage people. Set boundaries and be selective. If people are sucking the life out of you, then you've got to love them, but, you know, at a distance. Because no time for that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at it, why are these people so mean? You know, and the answer is because you're different than them. You know, you're here to do a job. You know, they're here to learn and learn again and learn again. And I'm not berating anybody. It's just a fact. And so, but starseed people always, I don't belong there. I've never belong there. Right. You know, and of course, work with them, find out what starseed family are. And, you know, then you can move forward with meditating with your starseed family. And once you start that, you know, you really connect with them. But, you know, just remind everybody, if you find what starseed you are and you're meditating, don't give up, because they're pretty brutal. They're not going to waste their time with something. They didn't do it after 2 hours of meditation. Oh, no, it's commitment for life, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So you have to make this commitment, obviously, to, you know, to be able to, you know, hold this meditation for long periods of time and show that commitment to these, you know, beings before they can, you know, basically start, you know, coming into your life and affecting your life in different ways, in positive ways, obviously, you know what I mean? And that's just, amazing that you're able to pull, you know, put these pieces to this puzzle together, you know?
It kind of helps people, because, you know, people just go, you know, they meditate for a week. Oh, well, forget it. Can't bother with it. Well, you know, a week's not really that much commitment. You know, what about, I'm going to meditate with you, and I still meditate. I mean, I would say all day I'm in the ethers, you know, and that's why my wife doesn't like me driving, because when I get back here, you know, I'm kind of, and she goes, you're not driving for at least an hour until you get grounded, because, people often say, well, you should be more grounded. And I think in this world at the moment, meditation's good, because, you know, you let your mind go, you know, you're not quite here. And I think it gives you a reprieve from the energies on this planet. Because the other thing about the energies is this, is that, well, I don't know whether you've felt it, but sometimes you wake up and go, I feel a really heavy chest, like anxiety. And then some days it feels like the twilight zone, like, you know, the music's going like, da da, da da. Oh, nothing happened. And other days just feels like all over the place. Oh, you know, and this is the collective energy, because there's a crystalline structure around the planet. And what happens is, we used to use it a lot for telepathy, but also the emotion of humanity fills this crystal grid up. And in fact, you know, with the Actorians, we decided to clear it once a week, and it's still not enough. But there's got to be an element of people learning something. So if you feel these energies, you know, we've got a prayer there. You know, I don't like the word prayer. Map of intent is probably a better word.
Right.
We've got a prayer, a map of intent, to actually, you know, remove that energy and send it back to God to be transmuted and dispersed in any of the way God knows how. So all these prayers are available. You've got to say them, and you'll feel so much better. So
amazing.
They're on the website. Amazing.
There you go. No, that's amazing. Yeah. Can you give us the website, if you could, Dr. Macklin?
Yeah, it's globalenlightenmentproject.com.
So there we go. All right. Perfect. Doctor, one more thing I wanted to ask you, you know, you doing all this work, you know, and healing all these people. Do you believe aliens are on this earth, you know, as, you know, half human hybrids maybe, or Maybe, yeah, you believe so?
But
So
don't
are
forget, I can
alien?
see them.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Are they affected by this negative as well? Or are
No,
they
they feed off
able
it. They love it.
to? Oh,
Yeah,
they
you know,
do. Okay.
these no reggies, they feed off the leash of humanity. So the
Okay.
more angry and negative you get, and that's why, you know, that really fuels them, because they're low vibrational beings, you know. And there are other, you know, beings like, for example, Bigfoot, you know, that Bigfoot existed, you know, exists, sorry. There's also other beings, you know. What's interesting about this place is that there's a lot of portals, and we see a lot of crazy stuff happening outside. I mean, one day I saw a small green being and just flew. And it, honestly, it was bright green. It was late at night, probably about 9 o'clock, and it just flew past us and went down and disappeared. And so a lot of activity down here. I love it. That's it.
No, you are the hotbed of there in Missouri. I mean, there is a lot of stuff happening there, and then especially with, you know, a lot of the Native American tribes that were in that area, very, very powerful, you know, when it came to contacting the spiritual world and, you know, having that connection with the spiritual world. I mean, that's something, of course, that you know, we've of course you know, forgotten and walked away from, of course, unfortunately, throughout time. But do you find now that people are starting to, you know, do a lot more research on this type of subject matter? Do you find that there's a maybe a shift happening of people? A lot of people say there's an enlightenment happening now, or some type of, you know, turn of the tide. What's your thoughts on that?
I think there is. I mean, it depends what you view. I mean, I've had people say, oh, the planet, the vibration's raising at the moment. It's doing amazing. I'm looking outside. Are you sure you're on the same planet? Because I'm not seeing it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The thing is about me, Will, I don't bullshit people. I'm all for about the truth. This planet is dark as hell. It's really going south. I work with people and, you know, I mean, I've been working, you know, since 14 years. The last, I would say, 6 months has been the most difficult to work with people because people are losing it.
Really?
You know, they're really getting depressed. Of what do we do? And you've got to remember, everyone's about the government. Oh, you know, election's coming up, da, da, da. What you don't realize is that all the people in the government and everybody are just puppets. You know, the deep state people. It's the beings under the planet. They're in charge. So these people, it doesn't matter what they do. You know, so how do we get rid of them? Well, we're actually doing a project which is off-planet pyramids. So the Actorians are building off-planet pyramids. One's 999.99 feet tall, 606.666 feet tall, 333.33 feet tall, all multiples of three, Christ conscious. And what they're going to do is they're going to place them on the golden curve where the biggest one will be on the ley line of the planet. Now, they're going to be so powerful, it's really going to help boost the planet's energy and blow out, because on the ley lines, I don't really know, but they've got satanic monuments and things, and it blocks the energy, so that'll blow all those out, and the planet's vibration will rise real quick. And because these entities are low vibrational, they won't be able to stay here, so they either perish or they leave. I'm sure they'll just leave, so that'll really help. And you know, in fact, it's been in the scriptures, especially the Mormon scriptures. There was a tablet somewhere in the Ozarks that they found, and you know, it talks about the pyramid. And guess who's doing that? That would be me, and all these banking people around. So I've always known about it.
Yeah, it's amazing because pyramids are, you know, all over the world. People don't realize, you know, and they're still finding pyramids to this day. I mean, in South America, they just found a huge pyramid down there with some LIDAR, I believe, and found this huge, just, I guess it was just a community that was down there, and it was just covered in jungle, and just recently discovered. And then, you know, you have all these, you know, old places that are just being found, like Göbekli Tepe over there in Turkey, and you know, all these other places that have pyramids. It's just amazing that now that we're kind of really starting to kind of understand, do you believe these pyramids are portals? I believe they are.
They are, yeah. I think people often look at the Giza pyramids. The Giza pyramids were built by the Palladians. They were also built off planet because we don't have the technology. And they use anti-gravitational and, you know, portal transportation to get them in, you know, and that's what's happening with the Actorians in the 12th dimension. They're building them. They're not ready yet. They're probably going to be here when the administration gets sorted out, because at the moment I won't bring anything here because it's too unsafe. But all these pyramids have been built, and again, they're all the ley lines, so all of the golden pyramid. It boosts the power of the planet at the time. The problem you've got is that the ley lines, over a period of hundreds of years, the ley lines start moving a bit. Plus, the Giza pyramid had a gold cap, and it also had a 7 to 10 foot Merkabah, crystal Merkabah sitting on top of it. And so that's been gone. So it's actually reduced the power of it, but they're still powerful units. They're still
Amazing.
energy vessels for sure.
Yeah. No, Dr. Macklin, thank you so much. Listen, we've hit so many different things tonight, and I really appreciate you coming on and really, enlightening me and our audience here tonight and talking about all these different things. And we want to tell you, please continue the great work that you're doing. And I want everybody to go on your website and definitely, try to do whatever they can to support this. I think what you're doing is great. I, applaud you. Continue doing the good work and the good fight. And we'll have to definitely have you come back on here and talk some more.
Thanks.
And yeah,
It's been
absolutely. No,
brilliant.
it's been a wonderful
You keep
conversation.
doing
And
your wonderful work because, you're
that's
the interface to the outside world, It's funny,
what.
when I was writing books, people say, well, I've got severe dyslexia. I go, okay. How did you write a book? Well, I tried everything. First of all, I sat in front of the computer. Oh, nothing's there. So then I tried Dragon Naturally Speaking, and I was talking to it, and it was come out of the words, and then I said, Zeta Grey, it goes, have a nice day. Like, well, that's not working either.
That's not
So
working. Yeah, that's not it.
in the end, I employed a ghostwriter, and she's been with us, and I dictate the stuff. And it's interesting because I'm the sort of person who, when I was first writing a book, I always remember I went to this lady wanted to sponsor me, and she said, look, if you're going to get anywhere, you've got to write a book. I go, oh, no. Anyway, she gave me this big folder about a well-known author, I can't remember the name of, and she said, read that. I opened it first and I was reading, and it was really interesting because she said, the first thing you've got to remember is that the information you have in here and in in your mind that you take for granted could be someone else's come to Jesus moment. Like, wow, that's amazing. So, and I sat back and thought about it. I said, wow, yeah, but how do you get it out of your mind? Because I'm not the sort of person who could just do writing and creativity. I just factor like, okay, this is it, blah, and the ghostwriter's taken that information and interfaced to the outside world so they understand it. It's been such a blessing.
That's amazing you say that because, and it's weird at the same time that you said that because sometimes I'll get brilliant ideas at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'll be like, oh, that is brilliant. I want to remember that first thing in the morning. That's great. I have something to work on tomorrow. This is such a great idea. And then the next day I completely forget what it was. So I've learned now to start writing, depending on it doesn't matter what time at night, what time, if I'm dead asleep and I have this amazing, idea, I write it down now. You know what I mean? And I may go back to it and look at it and be like, oh, that was the stupidest idea ever. But sometimes, I go back to it, and I'm like, okay, I see where I could go with something like this. And it's amazing how we're able to kind of like pull that from this, this energy out of nowhere and these ideas out of nowhere and able to like create something with that. So I think it's
Oh
just.
yeah, I've had epiphanies in the middle of the night as well. I remember, I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning, a number of years ago, and I had this vision of how, in a sleep state, but like lucid sleep state, here's how leukemia works, and oh my God, okay. So I got up and I was thinking about it, and I was kind of excited. I went down the office, and I knew in England there was a guy I could speak to about douse it and see what you get, because I always like to check, cross-check things and go, yeah, that's it. So it gave me the how leukemia worked. And, you always get these things. It's part of the gift. It's part of the downloads that you get from your starseed from. So it's amazing.
Interesting, interesting. Well, Dr. Macklin, thank you so much. I can't thank you
Oh, thanks, Will.
any more. You're a wonderful guest. We're gonna have to have you come back on again,
Yeah,
and
let's do
we'll talk some
it.
more. Definitely, absolutely. Again, your website, Dr. Macklin, if you could give it out one more time for
Yes.
everybody.
www.globalenlightenmentproject.com. And don't forget, just remind everyone, there's healings twice a week. It's by donation. And I always say, look, if you've got no money, please come on, because it doesn't matter. You know, I've been in a situation during my life where I've had 21 days without food, 7 days when I went bankrupt, and I just had literally no money for food. So I know what it's like, you know, and I know being bankrupt, what it's like and having no money. But you know, it'll turn around, but it's not going to turn around unless you can get rid of that trauma. And we have a fast track method of releasing emotion. So, you know, if you come on those, yeah, you feel more than free.
Absolutely. I'm going to encourage everybody to please go there and do that. I mean, everybody has some type of trauma that they hold on to, you know, throughout their lives or, you know, from whatever moment that they've, you know, gone through. And I think it's a very good idea to be able to work through that trauma and, you know, address it and figure it out. So that way you could, like Dr. Macklin said, live your best life, you know, there going forward. So Dr. Macklin, with that being said, so thank you so much for coming on Dark Fridge
Thanks,
Radio.
Will.
We'll have you back on and, great guest, and thank you so much. And thank you for all the great work that you're doing out there as
No,
well.
it's a pleasure. And you, Will. Thanks for having me on. God
All right.
bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much, doctor. Boom. All right. That's a good one. That's
Enjoy
a
it.
great, yeah, that was a good conversation. Thank you so much. I really
Oh,
appreciate it.
pleasure.
Yeah. I will post produce all this here probably within the next week, and then probably get this episode out on Friday. This is coming up Friday. So what I'll do is prior to then, I will send out all the links and to the show. We're broadcast all over the place through Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We're all over the place, YouTube. So, you know, we'll definitely get a lot of coverage of the show out there. So, and then I'll
Oh,
get all
thanks,
those
Will,
links
for the
over to
show.
you. Yeah, no, it'll be great. Absolutely. And like I said, again, we'll have to have you come back on and talk more. There's so much
Anytime.
more. Yeah, well, I think we just scratched the
<There's>...
surface tonight. That was a good way
Well, it's good to
to.
give people kind of overall thing, and then we can get into some
Yeah.
more deeper conversations, you know. But we've got to be so
Absolutely.
careful about the COVID jab stuff because you know
Oh
they're
yeah.
well,
With YouTube,
so.
they are always censoring that stuff on a constant basis. So yeah, we've run into that minefield a couple times with them. So we
Well,
understand
we
how it
did.
all works.
We're on the healing channel, and you know, I used to put the healings on there. And so what happened is it was about 6 months ago. They're using bots now, bots to listen to the whole video. And so they came up, oh, in 2016, you know, on Saturday, da da da, 32 minutes and 1 second in, medical misinformation. We only recognize who took it down. After 28 of them. They gave us a strike saying, you know, anyway, did it again, gave us another strike. And I thought, should have thought, well, let's just take them all down. But I thought, well, what's the point on the channel? Anyway, it came to the ultimate day. They emailed and said, Global Enlightenment Project, you were a serial violator. I thought,
Oh,
oh my
wow.
God. They took the whole channel down, you know. And I thought,
Did
oh.
they really? Yeah.
But to be honest, I mean, I'm very careful with other people's podcasts, but you know, for my own, I mean, it's just healing. And I always said, look, you know, this is healing from a spiritual perspective. Nothing to do with medical doctors, da da da. But you know, they don't listen to that. So,
No.
yeah,
And then
it's gone.
I took the very first round of the jab, unfortunately, and you know, I don't think it did me any good, unfortunately. So you know, I think there's a lot of us people out there that are like that, you know, and that they realize that whatever they did to kind of circumvent this whole COVID thing, it really didn't help them in any way. I think it hurt a
Well, it's
lot
a
of people too.
bioweapon. I mean, the problem is
Yeah.
it splices the genetics. So
Right.
DNR, RNA, immune systems all connected. So people's immune system when they take the jab is running about 22%. What also happens is that the splice in the genetics allows this nanotechnology to replicate. So how do you replicate? Well, because it's, you know, it's nanospheres, nanotubes. Well, I've got see complementary metal oxide, you know, arrays in them so they transmit, receive. And in addition to that, they've got certain elements like nylon 3633, they've got silicates, they've got plant material bound to them. And so the nylon actually grows. And people say, I mean, nylon's, you know, nine is the normal shirt, but nylon 3630 is a very different ballgame. And that's why the undertakers are pulling like squid out because it's the nylon stuff out of people's arteries and stuff. So it is dangerous, but you know, if you want to get it out, you know, we're on group 53. There's a tw that 20-week program of splitting out the body and then resetting the DNA back to the blueprint of the Akashic Records. It's a 20-week program, so it does strip it out. So
Strip it out. Yeah, amazing. Amazing you can
affects
do
the
that
whole thing.
work. Wow.
It's amazing.
I'm gonna have to look into it, Doctor.
Yeah, bless you.
Well, I love to thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for the time. Thank you for letting this happen. Thanks so much. And again, I'm sorry for all the miscommunication confusion from earlier, but I'm glad that we were able to finally able to get together and get this done. But thank you so much, Doctor.
Oh, bless you. God bless.
All right, you take care.
Dark Fringe Radio, your premier source for the paranormal, conspiracy theory, and true crime.